begin with a memorable text. In the middle of Psalm 23, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." Rock of comfort, whistling in the dark, a little bit of both. Did you notice this week the story about the Boston Red Sox jersey planted in Yankee Stadium during the construction? Boston Red Sox fan on the construction crew building the new Yankee Stadium put a Red Sox jersey someplace in the foundation, put a curse on them. Yankees will never win again. Yankees found out about it. They went to a great deal of trouble and expense to dig it up, get rid of the curse. It feels like that's the right thing to do because there are evil forces at work in our lives that mess up what we hope for, that get in the way of our dreams, that block our goals, curses. Well, that oversimplifies, I think, the work of spirits to some extent. And in some ways, things like jerseys and baseball and the relentless reasons that the Cubs may never win are just sort of amusing. But it does go to our deepest fears that there are things at work that we don't understand that can do us in. Well, let me suggest that virtually the entire biblical witness says, not so. That the entire biblical witness talks about a spiritual presence, a spiritual power that sees us through. And without getting all Harry Potter on you, I would suggest that the biblical witness gives us counter curses to cope with what we must, at the heart of which is that passage from Psalm 23, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows, I will fear no evil." When we're in the middle of it, when we are down in the valley and the shadows are looming, there are several counter curses, I think, that we could say, that we could understand, and that we could act on. The first of which is, I've been here before. We have been wherever we must go in one form or fashion. One of the earliest things I learned as a hospital chaplain was that most of what we would be dealing with in that role were people that were grieving the loss of something or someone, or the threat of the loss of something or someone. And that the only thing we had to bring to the situation was empathy. So we were encouraged to examine the losses we'd experienced. And at this point in my life, I'm all of 25. And so, yeah, there have been losses, but none as profound as those being faced by those under my care. But in effect, we've learned to deal with loss and grief, well, from the moment the bully stole our lunch money, if you will. And at that point, we do what children do when they're faced with circumstances like that. We seek wise counsel, we talk to other people who've been there, and we learn how they coped. We've been here before. We've learned a few things about ourselves. We've learned a lot about the people around us who see us through. And it gives us the chance to make a plan. I've been here before is the counter curse that in the valley of the shadows gives us an opportunity to make a plan. Counter curse number two, even if. Getting through the valley of the shadows is really less about outcome than it is about process. When you think about it, the outcome of our lives is only certain in one regard, and that is, it will end at some point. All we have from which to draw meaning is the process of life. People facing the end of their lives will often make decisions on how to do that based on what gives them the most joy in the meantime. Well, that's all of us have is the meantime. So even if whatever it is that we're walking through when we're walking through the valley of the shadows, whatever that is, that's all that it is. It's a process. It's a process that will leave us with the opportunity to decide how to find some joy, no matter the outcome. Life itself, the things we experience in the midst of life itself, are about process, not outcome. And even if is a kind of counter curse in the valley of the shadows that enables us to accept the plan that we've made, to come to terms with the reality that the process will be what it is, and the only choice I have is how to make my way through in the company of those from whom I've learned through empathy and experience on how to get me through this. I've been here. I've been here before with others. I can be there for other people in the process of walking through the valley of the shadows. We make a plan, we accept a plan, and then we implement the plan. The final counter curse for making our way through the valley of the shadows is what gets us out of bed when we've spent most of the night stewing about what the next day will bring. Who hasn't been there? 2 or 3 hours of sleep, because tomorrow we know that's the time for that meeting. That's the time for that test. That's the time we will get the results of that test. And if we don't get out of bed, maybe we won't have to experience it, but we will. I was on my way to work the other day and stopped at a stop sign, and the car in front of me had one of those license plate frames that you can buy. And all it said on the license plate frame were these two words, "Let's roll." We all know where that came from in our culture. Those were the words that led a half a dozen people to try to do something on United 91 on September 11th. And what they very likely did was prevented the plane from landing or crashing into something in Washington, D.C. It crashed and they lost their lives and they were heroes. But the plan they had was implemented with those words, "Let's roll." All you have to do is get out of bed, because there are people that are with you, there are experiences you've had, because you've been there and they've been there. The plan is in place, and even if it doesn't work to the extent that you hope it might, the process has the opportunity within it to bring you joy. So let's roll. What is the spark of energy for that? One more text. It's a promise from Jesus in John's Gospel, chapter 14. "I will pray to the Father," Jesus says, "and He will give you the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, to be with you forever. I will not leave you desolate. I will come to you." It is the Holy Spirit that creates the body of Christ, out of which we draw experience and empathy, the courage to make a plan and be a part of the process. And on the day when we know we will be in the valley of the shadow, to move forward and roll through it in the company of, in the presence of, the one who never leaves us. I've been there. Even if, let's roll. Amen.